I've been waiting too long, so I came back this time with a new song. Same old attitude, wanting y'all to sing along. What we talking about? Fill it up and put that thing on. Know we got that brown, holy water. Watch it, y'all be sipping merch, dropping black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgia, rock it. Every Sunday at 7, yeah, you can't stop it. Like, share, follow, don't forget to comment. Getting baptized by every topic. Heard we the best, but I ain't the one that gossip. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, drop it. Black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, drop it. Black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, drop it. Black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it.
You ready? You live?
See ya.
Yeah. Good evening, good evening. Welcome to Brown Holy Water. It's your boy Hans from La. Sorry again for the delay. Minor technical difficulties, but we working everything out. The team is in the building. Everybody's here.
Yeah. Black Success, Coney Island, Brooklyn. What up?
It's your favorite tomboy, Danny, a.k.a. Georgie, whatever you want to call me.
Auntie Tanya, I'm in the building. What's up?
Real quick, how everybody feeling today? How's everybody
I'm Sunday? Cold.
Yeah, you outside in the curtain. Things will be cold in the winter.
I'm good. It's a good day today.
Yeah, good day?
Yeah.
Black, how you feeling?
Fucked up, man. Stressed out, man.
Yeah, me too, man. Yeah. Life is rough, man.
My life is rough.
I seen you at the unemployment office this week.
I was there. I'll be back there tomorrow.
Yeah?
Gotta figure it out.
Alright, we about to start up the show. Let's get into some topics and the tea of what's going on for the week. Let's pass it on to our girl, Auntie Tanya.
What's up, guys? What's up? It's been an interesting week. A lot of stuff happened, but we're going to talk about the relevant stuff that happened. And follow me down this rabbit hole, because a lot of shit happened. First and foremost, unless you were living under a rock, you should have known that earlier this week, Cardi B announced her seemingly amicable split with her husband of 1 year, Offset. Of course, the internet went wild. Some people were upset. Some people were saying, aha, I told you so. Most people were saying the relationship was trash anyway. In the middle of the announcement, just couple hours after, we finally got to see the first picture of baby Culture. Looks just like her mommy. Pretty little
She's
baby.
She's adorable.
Pretty little baby. She didn't see Culture? She posted Culture. Uh-uh. And remember, she always said that she was never going to post. She doesn't like the idea of posting babies when they were just born because they look like little aliens.
That's a fact. Babies are ugly when they just born.
That's what she believes. And she said this long before she even was married, even was with Offset. So it's something I know that she was doing. But when she posted a video, when she posted a picture of Culture, Offset jumps in the comments and he says, y'all won. The internet took that and went crazy with it too.
He said, y'all won?
That was his comment. He said, y'all won. Oh. We don't know if it's y'all won because, well, maybe y'all wishing so much bad on them for such a long time that, you know, she finally split. Or maybe he was one of the people who didn't want the baby to be posted as yet. So because, she's being petty, she posted it. Whole bunch of shit happened. So clearly Offset is not happy about the breakup. Or he's not silent, but whenever he's speaking things like it's clear as day. He's not happy about it. He said something today, but don't jump the gun. So
I'm sorry.
You're going down the rabbit hole. So so after the breakup announcement and baby Culture's picture, his alleged mistress, Summer Bunny, Instagram baddie or whatever y'all want to call her, she poured her heart out in apologies towards Cardi B because she's somehow attributing this breakup to her being his mistress. First and foremost, he's a rapper. We all probably know that's probably not the only bitch he's fucking, but let's just say for argument's sake,
I don't think so.
For let's say black men don't cheat. Black men on sheep. Yes, black men, black, black. Mm-hmm. So, so, anyway, so she went on this long, this apology to Cardi B, this open apology, which I think is not fucking sincere. Because if you were sincere about it, how does every woman go to a woman as woman? Privately, you find somewhere to get to her and you have a private conversation with her. Bitch, you went on Instagram live and had a whole video talking about you're a sincere person and genuine, and you didn't know how serious the marriage was. What the fuck you mean on how serious a marriage is?
She said?
Yeah. Literally, she's like, I didn't know how serious the marriage was. I just saw some pictures and videos here and there. I'm like, what the fuck?
How could I be like the side chick, or the mistress? Be exposed. They always be like, they didn't know, be deadline and shit.
My guy, she said she knew. She just didn't think the marriage was serious. I think it was a serious relationship. I mean, they married and shit, but I don't think they're serious. What the fuck you mean? Anyway.
All facts. Like, I saw the video that homegirl put up.
First 5 seconds, I was done.
You wasn't even crying.
Everybody said, where are the tears?
It was a fake cry. Like, you wasn't even crying. It was just a bunch of tears.
Oh, my God. Like, I just, you know, I feel so terrible, bitch. No, you don't.
No, you don't. I just want to Cardi B and her fans to know I'm a genuine person. You're but you, that genuine. But you were slobbering, slobbering fucking thanks. Married dick. I'm just saying.
That was no secret.
I don't like watching hoes cry. It hurts
my heart.
What? What? Retarded.
Nobody listens to their tears.
Whole tears don't matter.
Yeah, whole tears matter too. She's a home wrecker, but she got feelings too.
But how would you do that? So
well,
like,
fuck your feelings.
But I think that clearly, damn. I was opportunistic.
Yeah, she knows what she was doing. First of all,
women are
like. We're Inspector Gadgets. There's no way you didn't know about his relationship. There's no way you feel bad for something and you continuously was doing something. There's no excuse. Like, I have no sympathy for you.
And this is not even a regular couple. These are two superstar couples who got engaged publicly at the powerhouse. You knew everything that was going on. So you can't you can't sit and act like you don't know shit. All
right, so keep going down the rabbit hole. What happened?
So then the divorce. Because they got married under the idea that they were so in love, they never got a prenuptial agreement. So based on that, they're gonna have to do the whole 50-50 thing. Mm. So basically, they're projecting that. And this y'all motherfuckers gotta start reading articles and not headlines. Cardi B doesn't have to pay him $50 million. Based on her music, her projections, her endorsements, everything she's going to get within the next 6 months, she's projected to be valued at $100 million, which means if the divorce does go through and they do take it to the courts and they split assets, she may have to pay him up to $50
million. Well, I don't think the Migos is doing that bad. Like...
This is just for her. This was be her cut. That's what they were talking about, her cut, because she was one decided. And of course, she's not returning that 8-carat ring. She is not returning the 8-carat ring.
No, they don't have to return it once you got married.
Yeah, she got married, she can't return it. And then today,
what's up?
Offset posted. He said, "Fuck y'all, I miss Cardi."
There you go. You gonna get his money back?
Fuck y'all, I miss Cardi.
Just public display. She made that video. She shouldn't have made that video too fast. Because what if they get back together?
I don't think the video was fast, though. Because she said she's been trying for months.
Married supposed to be till death. So a couple of months make you ready to put the video. You only married for a year. I mean,
in August of this year, she had Jade Fire and Batty G beat up for fucking Offset. Had bottles thrown on them bitches and everything. Had the bloods run up on her.
Allegedly. Your word. Allegedly, all right?
And I think that's why somebody apologized. But I don't know. A lot of shit going on. His album is dropping this week. So we're going to see if my theory is a publicity stunt. My theory is still a publicity stunt. Because
it's not the first time he cheated.
It definitely isn't the first time.
Didn't he cheat before they got married?
Yes, he did.
And then you got married.
And then you got married.
And get a divorce.
Think it's a publicity stunt because you see what the fuck happened to Quavo's album. But that's a whole lot of conversation. In a much lighter note, Buju Banton is free. Us Caribbean mother Buju Banton is free. Gargamel is a free man. Freedom is a must. If you are Caribbean, you know we've been waiting for this shit for almost 10 fucking years. It's one of our legends, our boy. Musical legends. Fuck out of here. Let this man be great.
He was still making music in jail, right?
No, he was not making music in jail. He was in the feds. He's not locked up like Cartel and Jack Hero locked up, where they could have still been making music. Cartel's locked up making music. He could not be making music. He was in a federal penitentiary.
He's real gangster, yo.
And the crazy thing is people were mad. We were celebrating. First of all, we let y'all be great when fucking McNeil was free. Niggas was happy as shit. Can we
you
be
was
happy?
Happy too.
I was happy Meek was free.
We let y'all. You was happy too.
I was happy Meek was free, but I tell y'all, I almost cried when I saw Buju. Like, you know, alone we've been screaming free Buju in a party, and Buju is now fucking free, my guy.
Think he gonna drop a fire album?
I think he needs some time. Like, let mm-hmm. him. It's been 8 years. Let him have time with his family. Adjust. Have some sex and shit. Some proper sex with actual. Let me not say
what's
that.
What's a poppin' Buju song in a party?
What the fuck you mean?
I don't even know the what? Song when he's singing with Tigger.
What? You know they always.
He killed that shit that day. It was him and
Elephant Man. Yeah, that was one of a good collabs before he went in, you know. But Till Shiloh is still one of his best albums. I don't think it's his greatest, but it's the most popular in the American community. You know, he sang Untold Stories. He sang Boom Bye Bye in a Batty Old Head. And by the way, people are saying that with his new music, he's gonna have to be careful because of how the LGBTQ community is now compared to when he went in.
He don't give a fuck.
He shouldn't give a fuck.
I don't think he should.
He shouldn't, but let's not act like these. Let's not act like this community is fighting against a lot of people current day, which brings me to fucking Kevin Hart, who. He was given the opportunity to host Oscars, one of his dreams. Big move on his part. I was so proud of him. And then the Oscars pulled up some homophobic shit he said 10 years ago. And is saying he has to...
So political.
And saying that he has to apologize for it. And Kevin Hart said, listen, I have... The amount of effort you guys took to find the homophobic shit, you should use that to find when I've already addressed this. Acknowledge that I said things out of turn. Acknowledge that I said this before. Find those videos too, because I've already apologized. He's like, you know what? I'm not gonna apologize again because I've already gone through this. I've already discussed it, and I'm standing my ground. Then his petty ass went to Instagram, and his last Kevin Hart, his last. His last show in Sydney, Australia, he had two sold out shows. He made a video saying, I'm in Sydney, Australia, 34,000. Because people were saying he's throwing shade at the Oscars because the Oscars can't seat that many people. So, but shout out to Kevin Hart for standing up for himself. Yes. I think in this day and time, like, opportunities are given and taken back unless we sell a part of our soul for it. And I'm glad he's not selling out. He's apologized. Like, don't make me apologize again. Don't make me go public about it. And then not for nothing, show me one comedian who has not made a gay joke or not made a joke about race. That's alive. Just show me one who's never done it. That's what comedy is for. It's for satire. It's for, you know, lightening life.
That seems like a common thing. Yo, whenever you get up,
whenever black people get up.
Yeah, they find some old shit.
Whenever black people get up, let's make that very fucking clear.
How come they always act like...
People think too much.
I think they make the what's the LGBT?
LGBTQ.
ABCDEFG community.
Like, they act like they can't take a joke. Like,
but you got the sensitive ones. It's always a sensitive group. In any group, you got the sensitive ones who just everything is a problem. So, I mean, unfortunately, we live in a world where you got to tread carefully with everything that you say. You any little thing that you say could be taken and used against you.
A comedian shouldn't have to do that.
Nobody should have to do that. A comedian shouldn't.
Motherfucker, y'all know who... Lisa Lampanelli is?
Yes.
That bitch say anything she fucking
thing comes out of her mouth.
She called them cornholers and all types.
She wild. She Lampinelli is wild.
Never seen her comedy. She's a funny as fuck, but she says whatever the fuck she wants. Talk about black people, gays, Jews.
But that's what it's. But that's what comedy is supposed. It's supposed to be our break from the world. We're not able to laugh at our pain.
It's not even about comedy. It's about people. Period. When you think, when you already on the fence about what you're gonna say, it's going like people already gonna play you on that. If you don't give a fuck and you let everybody know, they already know what's come. Like, all right, we already know this person has no filter. We don't care. If they don't care, you don't care what nobody else say. What can they say to you? They really can't say nothing to you. That's how I look at it.
And let's not act like discrimination is not something that's felt by all groups. You know, like you're saying, he's discriminating against the LGBTQ community, but first of all, he's black as well, so we live that shit every day. You're discriminating against him because you're trying to remove an opportunity from him because of something he said 10 years ago, but you got somebody in the White House that's spewing hate and bigotry and calling people, telling me where they're from, shithole countries, and y'all motherfuckers trying to get him out of the fucking presidency. I'm just saying, I'll let that one go. Last but not least, Lil Mama and Bow Wow are arguing with themselves, like literally arguing because they look like each other, like I don't.
That shit was
but
them
niggas is just throwing a whole bunch of shade around each other for no reason. Well, I won't say no reason, but Bow Wow is insinuating that Lil Mama is a hoe and gives it up fast. Lil Mama reacted, and then Bow Wow said some bitch gonna beat him up. As far as I'm concerned, both them niggas is irrelevant, and I think they both need some good press right now. But what I will say is that Lil Mama went a little too far when she was trying to shade him, talking about his suicide and all the things he was going through. I don't think... Oh, she didn't go too far. Yeah, I'm a fucking Libras. But listen, I mean, this is what happens when you see you pour your heart out to people. They just keep that just ammunition to throw in your face when something's happening.
But I don't think it's that. At a point in time, if somebody is trying to like come at you, he was trying to come out on a show. That's why. So she wanted to make it clear because he was trying to make it seem like she was a hoe. So she wanted to make it clear, like, first of all, you knew me for a long time. It's like, don't come for me. That's really what it was. You know how I am. You know that's not how I am. So let's be clear. And then he was saying, you know what I mean? He was going to get his girl.
So
the
side was like twins. They like almost like the same people.
You see, remember the time? The funny thing is, like,
couple weeks before,
they were on FaceTime and they both had black hoodies on. They had both had black hoodies on. They were, and they both of their friends were flaming them on Face. I'm like, yo, you FaceTime me yourself, my nigga, because she had the hoodie on. Yes, and you could see the on the bottom of her face, and he had the hoodie on too, and the whole world was going crazy because they did a joint FaceTime on Instagram.
They kind of do got the same face structure.
Exact face structure.
That's what I said. They didn't kind of look alike. And they same height, too. Like,
nah, she's taller than him. She's taller than him. I think she may be taller than him.
Yeah, like, yo, but that's all the tea I got for this.
He been bugging. The brat was, like, she had to come for him, too, and say something to him because he was bugging. My mother watches those shows. So she be keeping me up to date.
Yeah, but that's all that's been going on, man. I see y'all next week with more tea. Let's go.
Okay. It's time to start up the show. She already dropped her tea. Today we're going to talk about, let me get to my topics real quick because I don't know. Oh, this is a good one. Drunk sex consent.
Consensual drunk
sex. How drunk is too drunk to consent to sex? Black, you've been quiet, man. I don't hear you talk, man.
I don't know anything about that kind of stuff. What? I don't do those kind of things. I don't know.
It's, in your heyday, when you was
it's
partying,
seven, it's 7.5 billion people in this world.
You're in a fraternity. I heard about you.
It's 7.5 billion people parties. In this world.
How drunk
and,
is too drunk?
And nah, man, you know, you just gotta wait till you're sober, man. There's 7.5 billion people in this world. You gotta wait until you're sober to have sex. That's what I would say. You know what I mean? If you're drunk, go to sleep like I do.
Yeah?
Yeah, you're going to be great. Go to sleep, wake up the next day, start all over. Don't have sex when you're drunk. Bad things happen.
You have a really good PR team.
I say if the person is to the point where they're possibly going to pass out, stumbling, if you never had a sexual encounter with them, do not have sex with them.
That's a fact.
You know? Now, if y'all had sex before, maybe. Not drunk, passed out.
It still could be risky. Cause
it's definitely risky.
Just because you had sex prior doesn't mean that they're not going to hit you with the yo.
What happened?
Right. Once you get that, it's over. You always got to factor in. It's 7.5 billion people in the world.
I don't know what that means.
All right. It's a lot of people. Got to wait.
China got that many people too, right?
It's a little less.
It's a little bit. How about my ladies? Y'all drinking. How what's too drunk for y'all to like to consent to sex? How drunk is too drunk?
To consent to sex?
Yeah.
I don't know, because if I'm drunk and I want to have sex, 9 times out of 10, I already know who I want to have sex with, and I'm not consenting. I'm going to talk to that person. Like, I'm not. So I don't know. I've never been at like out somewhere and had to consent to sex. So I wouldn't know.
Think about...
Y'all are being safe tonight.
Yeah, no, I'm being honest. Like, I'm being honest.
Think about... Let's play
first of all, if you pissy drunk, if you just like you can't even walk, no. You should not be consenting to sex at all.
Let's do the scenario. I meet you at a party. We going shot for shot. I'm drunk. You getting drunk. We both fucked up. We stumbling to the hotel.
No.
Why? Like, but in the meanwhile, you kissing me, stuff like that. We get to the hotel. You engaged in the full sex. And now you wake up like, oh my God, you raped me. I don't remember. Is that?
If you can't remember, yeah,
if
you're
you can't remember, like I said, if you stumbling, you clearly can't think straight.
If you can't remember, you were at the point where there's no way you could have given consent.
Mm-hmm. That's not true.
If you can't remember, that means you're blacked out. That means that you're not even, you don't even know what you're saying.
Remember the night?
Remember the night, period. Like,
nah. Once you,
that
yeah.
When you drink a lot.
No, but that's the point. That's your tolerance.
Well, that's a problem. No,
Don't even try to debate that. Yeah. If you are
passed out drunk.
You don't have to be passed out of the moment, but the fact your memory is, you suffer memory loss about because of the amount of alcohol you had. It means that you got past your threshold,
mm-hmm.
and you, at that point, you could not have given full consent.
My thing is, if I see you stumbling, I don't care, even if we're together, so I'm like, if I see you stumbling, like, that's not even fun sex if you can't remember or you don't even know what you're doing. Like, why would I even want to have sex with somebody who can't even function mm-hmm. right
that's
now?
100%. 100%.
I said, somebody's pissy. That's what I said. Somebody's pissy. Like you said, out of control, stumbling, slurring words.
Walk around with water, y'all.
You know what I'm saying?
We all walk around with water.
You definitely shouldn't try to have sex with me.
Okay, so here's my thing, and I know what you're trying to dance around, so I'll talk about it. There are, okay, apparently by definition, once you're inebriated, you are under the influence, and because you're under the influence, you are not in full state of mind. Because you're not in full state of mind, people say that you cannot give full consent. There are situations where, people will drink. Before they have the drink, they say, you know what, this is how we can go and hang out.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, you know, I don't want to have sex with you, blah, blah, blah. After a few drinks, remember, I'm telling you sober, I don't want to have sex with you. So after a few drinks, I get in the mood, shit starts happening. I'm not pissy drunk, I'm not stumbling. Mm-hmm. I'm not there, but I have drinks in me. Let's say I have 3 Hennessy. That's my threshold. I know my limit is 3 Hennessy. So after that, I can't drink no more. 3 ounces of Hennessy. And I'm feeling nice. I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. You only live once. We go have sex. I wake up the next day. And this is the part that pisses me off. I wake up the next day and I'm like, shit, I went against what I originally wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Which is not having sex with you. I did have sex with you. I remember having sex with you, actually. I wasn't passed out. We just did it. And now I wake up this morning and have regret. There are people who will call that rape.
That's not rape.
There are people who will call that rape because they're saying, when I did not have alcohol in me, I said no. And then because I have alcohol in me and I'm inebriated, I'm not 100% there. My yes is not really a yes because I'm under the influence.
But you put yourself under the influence. It's self-inflicted.
Yep. 100% agree that you should have a certain amount of self-control. Now, it's different if I was Bill Cosby, where I said, I'm going to have one drink, and then you put something in my stuff to take me to the point where I'm going to start losing myself. Yeah, that's right, because you're not removing it. But if I have three Hennessys, and...
That was on you.
That was on me. I ingested it.
You paid for it. That's what you did.
And you also got to cater to the fact that we can change you have to cater to the fact that we can change our minds as well. I could, you know, at the end, like, fuck it. I might as well have sex with this man.
Before you drink, don't you, like, my thing is, even though drinking may make you feel a certain type of way, as an adult, don't you know this? So, like, aren't you putting yourself in this situation? Aren't you getting yourself in this mood or putting yourself in this atmosphere?
And there's people before
you even, like, have sex? Like, I don't even understand. Before you even get to that point, while you're drinking or even before you're drinking, you know what you're doing. You understand what you're doing. You're not a kid. So, my thing is, even if you're not consenting to it or even if you are drunk, most people blame it on alcohol.
I think a lot of people do that, too.
But you already know that's going to be your excuse before you even
drink. And that's what it is. I think a lot of people, they don't want to, it's the back of my mind, I know I want to fuck a lot. Oh, well, not, you know what I mean. It's the back of my mind, I know I want to fuck him, but I want to be a good girl. So I'm going to say, I don't want to fuck you. But let me drink two shots. So in the morning, I could always say, it wasn't me.
No.
It was alcohol.
Not even. Yeah. Let me drink so I can get the courage and then blame it on the alcohol. That's what it is. Let me get the courage to say that I want to do it. Because now that I got alcohol in my system, I could use that as an excuse to say whatever it is I want to say.
I think we have popularized the notion that we can blame every bad decision we make based on loss of inhibition due to drugs and alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Without taking ownership that we ingest drugs and we ingest alcohol.
And there's always a moment right before you do what you do that where you have a choice on whether you're going to do this or you're not going to do it. There's always that small little window.
Yep.
So,
You know. Women know within 5 minutes of a guy dealing with a guy if you're going to fuck him or not. We know. We haven't decided when we're going to fuck you, but we usually know.
If we are, but we know if we want to.
Yeah, we do. We know. So why would I put myself in a situation where I know that it's a high probability that it would happen if the situation sets us up correctly?
So I'm a little confused. If women know so much and they know what they want to do and they're such, you know, I know they all work for the Department of Investigation and all this stuff. Why even put alcohol in the equation when chilling with a dude that you know you want to do something with? Why would alcohol even be there? Because I think that third factor is what alters the conversation and alters which way it goes. Because there's a lot of black men that's in jail right now doing a nice long sentence because somebody decided they wanted to double back on something that they would have did sober. So my thing, if women got all this knowledge, where are the women that's going to say, you know what? Let's leave alcohol out of this one.
Let's drink
water and still fuck. I'm going to do all the nasty things with water in me. I get freaky with water. Why do you need Hennessy when water is out there?
And then...
Oh, sorry. Why do you need Yave when water is out there? Shout out to our sponsor.
And my thing is, you as a person, you have control too. If you by the time you late 20s, you know what your limit is. You know after two ounces or 3 ounces, you know what's going to happen. You know if you can handle a rum punch or two. If you're sitting there at the bar with somebody, why can't you accept the self-control? I don't like the idea. People like to say, somebody got me drunk. I went out with my friends. My friends got me drunk. I went out with this guy. This guy got me drunk. I went out with Danny. Danny got me drunk. Nigga, I was undressing. Nobody was holding me down and putting shit down my throat. But then again, that goes back to we like to remove accountability for bad decisions when we are actively involved in the process. Now, this is in no way to say that women do not get raped.
No
way to say that women are not taken advantage of when they have too much alcohol in their system.
Mm-hmm.
Never in a million years am I saying that. And it's never right. And there are guys who do prey on women when they are at such a point of inebriation that they don't even know themselves. that it happens all the fucking time.
That's how women need friends too. I'm beefing with your friends, yo.
But they don't. Women don't like women friends. They don't like to chill with other females. So now you're only around the dudes trying to fuck you. So of course there's some fucking that's gonna happen. I mean, that's just common sense.
But my thing is just take accountability. If you know you can go out with your friends, know your limits, son. Like, don't tell me you're 30 years old and don't know your fucking limits. Don't fucking tell me that.
Facts.
And stick to your limits.
Can a man claim he was raped?
100%.
He can.
100%.
If he was drunk and had sex with a woman.
100%.
He can.
100%.
But why, like.
Why would they laugh at him?
Not laugh, but they wouldn't take him serious. Men, like, if I got drunk and had sex with a woman, I woke up like, yo, I don't remember that shit. She took advantage of me. I go file a police report, they're going to dub my shit.
No, the crazy thing is.
They're not
going to
dub it.
That probably happened in your life. That's the crazy part. It probably happened. And no one, because men are supposed to be, you're supposed to have no emotion, you're supposed to have no feeling, you're supposed to be just straight, tough, Tupac thug life. Nothing can happen to me, nothing in the world.
Guys can get
like
raped.
Things happen.
Guys can get raped.
And
they don't.
If this, things happen. Are we going by this definition? Because.
No means no.
But if you go by this definition, like, basically said, an intoxicated woman can't consent to sex. So why can an intoxicated man consent to sex? And we both
it goes both ways to me.
It is, 100%.
So why, if we're both intoxicated, would only the man get hit?
Because.
Why can't you file a rape charge, too? And said, I got raped, too.
Because.
And we both don't remember this shit.
She did child support or want to put you in jail?
Or it could just be that, going back to what we said earlier, people, they want something to blame. So women would usually take alcohol and say, I don't want the shame of saying I fucked this man too soon, so I'm going to blame the alcohol. Where men is like, they probably don't care. So I had drunk sex with when I enjoyed it, I liked it, I'm moving on with my life. Women are like, damn, I had drunk sex too fast. I fucked this man the first night. Damn,
I feel bad.
Shit,
so now I
feel
gotta
bad
make
and drink. I got an excuse. Wait, I was drunk. You know what? I was drunk, so I ain't consent to you, so you probably raped me.
That's exact. But that's how it be, too. They don't want to, sometimes... They don't want to look like they are fast or they made a mistake or something like that. And they don't want it to look a certain type of way to other people. So they lie about it. When I was working somewhere, there was a situation where a girl came in and she wanted to file a rape charge. And I couldn't tell, like, I had to ask the questions or whatever, but there were so many gaps in her, like, her statement. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But you can't tell, like, you can't really, like, say certain things to them to try to make them mm-hmm. talk or whatever. But it turned out that she had sex with a guy, mm-hmm. and she didn't want her mother to find, she got pregnant, she didn't want her mother to find out.
Oh, man.
And her ex-boyfriend told her to file a rape charge on the guy.
Wow.
It was a whole situation. And I was pissed, but this girl was young. But it's just like, I'm like, you're about to mess this boy's whole life up just because you made a mistake. It would be best if you just tell what happened with that mistake, because he could go to jail for a long time for something that he really didn't do and you consented mm-hmm. to it. Because you were at his house. You went to his house several times, but you're laying in his bed, you're doing all this stuff, but then you're okay, you consent to it, but then now that you're pregnant, now you want to say that he raped you. You know what I mean? So it be situations like that where it's like shit happens and you don't want to look a certain type of way or you don't want to get in trouble, so you blame it on somebody else. And I don't think that that's right.
That's why you gotta make sex
tapes. Pornography is illegal law.
No, it's not.
Pornography is illegal law.
We're gonna tape this session. Because you can't claim rape if you over here sucking
so
my
you're
dick.
Not drunk, but she's drunk, and you gonna record it.
If I'm not drunk, no.
Y'all
about both
drunk.
Parties are drunk. If both parties are drunk,
that would be mad.
Do not
funny.
Have sex with no intoxicated woman if you're sober. Like, no.
So you just go press record drunk, and y'all just gonna have mad drunk sex
drunk
on tape.
go Instagram,
mad drunk
go live.
Tape on
go,
sex.
Go live.
I mean, mad drunk tape on sex. Mad drunk sex on tape.
If she go fucking foul for rape, I'm like, look, Your Honor, this moment she's sucking
Your
my
Honor.
Dick. This is not rape. Nobody's. I'm not, my hands are in the air. My head is in my lap. She jumped on top because this shit is getting too crazy nowadays, and the way people flip. Or not say people. The way women flip the script on certain situations that could put a man behind bars.
Mm-hmm.
you know.
And not even behind bars, just sometimes the accusation itself, you know, just puts them on the sex offender list. And even if they've been cleared of certain shit, they still stay on that list. Can't get certain jobs because somebody's daughter is too ashamed to admit that she wanted to fuck somebody fast. Mm-hmm. You know?
7.5 billion people.
7.5 billion.
What is that?
A post. Somebody just told me. His PR team told him. His PR team told him.
I don't know. I'm lost, man. I don't be around. All right, just, do y'all think there should be a law set to protect intoxicated men from possible rape acquisition?
What? You see,
a law that could protect the male in a like I said, in a drunk situation, if something like that happens. And like, say
a lot of the time it's the male that want to fuck.
Huh?
A lot of the time it's the male that wants to fuck. No, don't say that. I'm just saying in a situation like that, because it's usually I'm not saying that the woman doesn't want to fuck. That's not what I'm saying. But in those situations, the majority of the time is usually the man trying to talk to the girl or trying to lure her in. That's how I look at it.
If a woman needs that much, if a woman is going to drink that much alcohol,
at the end of the day,
if a woman is going to take so much alcohol to the point she's that drunk, she definitely wants to fuck. There's no two ways about it. If I'm going to drink that much liquor and start to engage in sex, I want to have sex.
But why would I engage in, why would I get that drunk and engage in sex that I'm not going to remember? That don't even make sense.
So we're not talking about that joke.
Can't you listen? You want to do all the nasty, freaky stuff and say you only did that because you was drunk.
But I'm saying if I'm consuming that much alcohol to the point where I'm like super inebriated and I don't remember what's going on, that means that first of all, that's sloppy sex and I don't remember anything. So why would I want to get that drunk where I can't even remember the experience?
We're not talking about that drunk. But okay, if I get drunk enough, if I'm drinking and I have
drunk
like
enough
whatever,
where
I'm drunk
remember,
enough,
but
I
want to
fuck. Like there's, I can't be like, no, I'm drunk. I just want to go home and hug my pillow. Like no, nigga, I want
to
bust it open.
Have to get drunk just to bust it open.
You shouldn't have to, but people do it though. People do. People will because one, they want an excuse. I won't say there should be a law to protect men specifically because it's such a sticky topic. Like it's so much finding and proving, and you know, people got different tolerance levels. People gotta tell you different stories. People remember shit differently. Whatever. What I want in place by law is if we find out a bitch lied, let that bitch either pay a fine or put her in a sex offender list.
No, she needs to go to jail.
Go to jail.
Like I think we do need punishment for people who make false accusations or people who are found to have damaged people's lives. If you lie about your age, I think you have to go under some amount of punishment. People be mad at you for not knowing that somebody's a teenager. We would admit that these kids look so grown. Some of us would admit that when we were teens, we looked either really young or really old. I'm not gonna stare at somebody and know their fucking age, no matter how childish or babyish their face is. I still won't know.
Except
for Danny. I was about to say. Even with the sneakers, like people lie about their age all the time, and a lot of men are incarcerated because they saw fake IDs, whatever. They never knew the girl was underage. If it comes out that she never disclosed her age properly or never made it available for him to know her age, or even if he tried and she lied about it, she gotta fucking go to jail too. She gotta go to jail too. Too much of our men are incarcerated and are come out and can't get certain shit because somebody fucking daughter lied. This is a fact. And they're getting away with it.
Well, after a certain age, you shouldn't even be close to that. I could tell like a 19... Oh, that's still legal. I could tell a 16, 15-year-old. Like, I don't give a fuck. I don't care how grown they try to look.
You could, but you can't also. You can't. Nah, you could, but you can't.
I don't look my age.
You ain't look 16.
I don't, but 15? I don't look my age either. Somebody who's 19 people, who don't look 19, or somebody who's 16
see,
who
don't
look
24.
They
look grown.
I've never seen a 16-year-old look 24.
I'm just saying.
I've seen it.
You?
Yes.
Nah, I've seen them look. You can't.
I understand. Kids these days are putting on wigs and makeup and heels and all this shit.
And then the food they eating developing them mad faster.
And they're doing all the new dances, it all looked the same after a while. You know, everybody want butt injections for Christmas.
That's the Christmas. That's a Christmas gift.
Yeah, that's what they asked them for, I guess. You know.
All right, let's switch up to this next topic. Let's talk about BBWs and BBMs.
Oh God.
Yeah.
We like them both.
Yeah, we do. But it seems like nobody respects the BBM.
Yes, they do.
Why not? Why don't they respect?
Do it seem like the BBWs get a pass and a BBM don't?
No.
What do you mean when you ask that? When you ask that question, what exactly are you asking?
Like more acceptable, like. It seems like
more acceptable and more popularized.
It's definitely popularized.
That's I think big guys and beards are winning. Just saying. No. I know women who love big guys and beards. I won't say they get a pass, but I will say what the fuck? Yo, Black.
Jerry, you're okay?
I'm fucking laughing because I, you know, the BBW BBMs. That's funny. Sent you that like 2 weeks ago.
I won't say BBWs get a pass, but I will acknowledge the fact that women put more effort into acceptance than men do. In a world where we're judged by our physical a lot every day. Almost everything physical about a person is scrutinized. And the further where you are from the standard of beauty, the more people start to compensate in other areas. So if you're not a Victoria's Secret model and you wear a couple hundred pounds, you know that's not a standard of beauty. So you're either really, really smart, you're either really, really funny, you read a badass in the kitchen, or you're badass with makeup, or you compensate it some way.
Wait, you know Victoria's Secret got a BBW, what's her name, model now.
How did they have it 10 years ago?
I know, but they don't got no BBW.
Okay.
That's what I'm trying to
they
say.
They don't got no male models, really.
Why
but
not?
I think because women needs it. No, it's just.
I'm just talking about in any advertisement thing or whatever. You ain't gonna see no big dude. No
because
big
we were underrepresented. Because for a long time,
we pushing
like
for
they
it.
They were underrepresented for a long time.
And they're pushing for it.
Yeah.
BBMs aren't pushing for them to be out there. They're not.
And then think about, and then women usually support women easier, more on the physical stuff anyway. Like women would, a woman would gas a woman more with confidence.
And support.
Would you have y'all go to look at y'all fat friends like, yeah, my nigga, you killing that shit? Do you? You a fucking liar. I can't stand him, son. Y'all don't be gassing y'all friends the way women.
On why they're fucking up. This is like golden. Like a BBW and a BBM make a BMW. Right? This is fucking crazy. They could all be dropping luxury cars and they're missing out on the whole fucking shit.
Yo, women gas women more all the time. Women put more confidence in women all the time. Look at that clip we have with y'all motherfuckers talking about know your worth. Y'all both imitating women.
What?
This one over here, yes. Are you like hello, hello? That's y'all know y'all were imitating women because that's what women do all the time. We gas each other. So of course, if we gonna gas the big girls, they're gonna be more popular.
But
because nobody don't be the big boys.
I don't
boys.
Think they're more popular. I wouldn't say they're popularized, more popular. I think lies saying that they're more accepted, but they're not more popular. I think both have their own issues, but they need to come together and love one another. That's what I think.
I make just yourself don't think a BBMs. I don't think BBMs put in as much like effort on advocating for themselves than BBWs.
Who?
Shit, keep talking about me in the fucking comments. I'm like,
we got a show. It's TV.
It's TV.
Like black haha, black drunk. What the fuck wrong with you?
I don't know. I think BBWs get accepted because at the end of the day, right? They always say a nigga gonna try to. Like, fuck, it's pussy, whatever. Chicks ain't going to try to chase a fat dude because they can get dick from almost...
Biggie Smalls was popping.
Biggie Smalls had money. He wasn't popping. He was probably in Best Style.
It's that was popping.
I think big guys are winning. Yeah, I've always found them attractive. Thing.
Big guys are winning.
Of course, you gotta look good.
Have you ever dated a big guy?
Yes.
Yes.
Big. I'm talking about big. Like.
Yes.
Somebody just like post a picture. Post a picture. Yes. Of you. No. Post a picture of you, and your big ex, please. Somebody. Throw them in the comments one time. It don't exist. They lie. They probably fucked a big guy because he had money. Guy
to cookie.
Yeah. Like. Come on.
Because I don't have a type.
Come on, man.
Now you have a type.
The lies. The lies. Nobody want a BMW. They don't want to earn it. That note.
Nobody I would date a big guy. I mean, not a sloppy guy, but I would date a big guy.
We're going to get to that.
What's my preference?
I said it wouldn't be your preference.
Ooh, I got...
But the personality is what wins me over.
The BBWs. That's what I say. But I never seen a woman like, y'all need a guy with a fat dude. Like, I need a fat...
That was 15 years ago when Rick Ross first got hot.
Yeah, even when Rick Ross.
You got money.
That's when all the fat dudes started getting beards and shit and bald heads. That was a wave. That's how Rick Ross started that whole beard shit.
He did.
You understand? Mm-hmm. He bought that shit around. See, now the issue became when you was fat with a beard without the money. That's when, you know what I mean? Because you getting on the train, you
now
out
you
here.
Now you a fake ass.
Yeah, girl. Now you a fake ass. Girl. You ain't got the money. Ain't no chain swinging. Ain't no Maybach music. Before your songs, you got a music link, but it's not the same shit. So I just think it's just, you know, get yourself a BMW, man. These people are beautiful. Everyone's beautiful, man. 7.5 million people in the world.
What's the BMW?
When you collide them, come together. They got to come together. They make a BMW. Because that's what I don't like. But I don't want to skip your topics. I don't know how it's going to go.
Like,
so I don't want to jump it.
Nah,
but what I'm saying is that I feel like when I notice them talking and stuff, when BBWs talk and BBMs talk, they both, when their preference are usually the opposite of each other. Mm. A BBW want a tall guy with abs that work out all the time. The total opposite of her life. You know, you fuck around, got to eat healthy too. And she'll say, hey, this is my preference. And then the freaking BBM, he's describing a nice chick, nice body, flat stomach. I'm just like, yo, why don't y'all like each other? Why don't you like a version of you? Y'all could both go have a whole $8 pizza pie, you know, the dollar slices, and you can eat half, he can eat half, in the BMW. What the fuck is going on? In the BMW, all this could be happening. You know what I mean? That's all I'm saying, man. People gotta figure it out.
They can't have a preference in dating a skinny, slim.
They can have a preference. I know it's 7.5 billion people in the world. You can have any preference that you want. But my thing is, you can't be turned off by another version of you.
Oh, that's good. Damn, that was good. Black finally up, y'all. Black is finally up.
Put that on a shirt.
Black is finally up.
I've been talking a lot. I'm trying to let everybody else talk, but you know what I mean? Like, you can't be turned off.
In every aspect, though. And when you broke, you should frown upon no broke person.
Hello?
Hello.
Magnus had an epiphany.
This shit is crazy,
you
though.
Fat, you can't.
Because when you ask
no
a BBW
fat,
to mess with a BBM, though, they take offense. They take offense.
You can't shame somebody for what
that's
you
that's not
are
shaming. If yeah, you don't it is. Want, like, if you don't, if you saying I don't prefer that, that's not shaming. That's just saying I don't prefer. What if you prefer something that's opposite of you so that you can get a different type of experience?
That's a dub. If you poor, don't ask me to have no money. That's it. You can't do that. Don't ask me to have abs.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
But nobody's saying that you. Nobody's asking you. What if like your preference is not saying I need you to have that. It's saying that I prefer that. I like that. So
but
if I like
you,
that,
you should
but
prefer
wait,
how can
for
you
too.
Prefer it? Yeah, I can prefer it.
Because
somebody,
but, all right, look,
like you
want a
man
look,
to have money.
Where's
your money? Prefer yourself to have somebody too.
All right, he is. But as an example, what if you're a BBW and you're looking to lose weight. Just say you want to lose weight, right?
So get a fat get a trainer and together.
You can get a trainer, but what if you
the whole world in 2 seconds? Yo, we solved the world. We just fixed the world, yo. There's 7.5 million people, yo. You gotta want it for yourself first.
But exactly. But what if you want it for yourself, but your mate can motivate you? Like, you look for that and a mate to motivate you to be a better person.
You're too old.
But nobody's saying that two people can't. Nobody's saying that two people can't. But what if you prefer? Like, what if you prefer to have somebody that looks like what you want to look like to motivate you to look like that, like to be better? Like if you're a BBW, you want to lose weight, and then you're looking to lose weight, and you sort out somebody who goes to the gym all the time that can motivate you to go to the gym all the time, what's wrong with that? It's nothing wrong with that if that's what you prefer, because that person, their dedication is helping you become dedicated. So what is wrong with that?
Which is perfect. The problem with that is that you lived 30-some-odd years prior to this person. Mm-hmm. Where was your motivation all throughout?
Maybe that? You weren't around a person. Maybe you weren't around people.
For 30-something years?
I'm just saying.
You gotta go see a therapist.
But I'm just saying. What you're explaining.
It is within you, but I'm just giving an example because you have some people who are like that. Some people, they don't have this self-motivation.
Some people may need another person to help them motivate themselves.
But you don't need that in your partner.
It should be.
But what you're explaining, I understand, but it's setting that person up for a failure. Because if you're going to put so much into a partner who could leave you at any time, how is that helping you?
But
why would you want
that? Doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to put somebody. Nobody's saying. All right, so when you want to be a better person, mm-hmm. right? You have two options. You can surround yourself around people who mm-hmm. are at your level, and y'all could do it together, mm-hmm. or you can surround yourself around people who are doing better than you, so that they can teach you how to be better. Mm-hmm. There's two different options that you have. Nobody's saying that you're relying.
Looking for option number two, though.
You're not saying I'd rather be around people who are doing better than me because it motivates me to be a better person. If I'm seeing how you're living and I like how you're doing, I'm not solely depending on you to do it for me, but you're motivating me, and I'm surrounded around that energy, and you're motivating me to be better. So if I want to lose weight, maybe it's like people being gym rats and going to the gym. They go to the gym because there are a bunch of people around them who are in that mindset to lose weight. So let me go to the gym, even though I might be a fat guy. I might be the fattest person in there. But when I go there and I see everybody else who's motivated, it encourages me to be a better person.
But you shouldn't aim to find a partner to satisfy you. You shouldn't put your partner before that satisfaction in yourself. You shouldn't say, I'm going to look for a skinny guy because he's going to motivate me to go to the gym.
You shouldn't.
It shouldn't be like that. So that would be such a horrible preference.
Yeah, you shouldn't.
Preference to have. Because you're setting yourself up for a failure. Whatever. What if all the skinny guys you somehow like that you think is going to motivate you just don't like you back?
That's true.
Motherfuckers is depressed.
That's not what I'm talking about. That's not what I'm talking about.
You just said what I spoke.
Skinny people eat worse than fat.
That's true. They eat very unhealthy.
Tanya just... Home run.
See that one we gotta go by?
I believe I hit it in season two, but she brought it back. She said, what if the preferences you want don't like you back?
But that's not what I'm talking about.
What if they don't? No. But it's still in the same field, because we're saying that people could want something because someone that's more successful than you is going to motivate you to be successful. Someone more fit is going to motivate you to go to the gym. What if that's not what they want?
But then you find you. But that's not what we're talking about. That's not the person for you. If somebody doesn't want you, because a fat person could not want you. You know what I mean? You could be fat and you want a fat person and they could not want you. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about when you're looking for a partner, there's a connection there. There's something there. We're not talking about the people who don't want you. We're talking about the people that actually do want you and y'all have a connection and the people that your preference or the people that you're sorting out. But I'm talking about the preferences that want you back. That's what I'm talking about. And I think that just because you are in a certain space doesn't mean that you can't sort out other people who are in different spaces, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to depend on them. You're just, they're motivating you by the things that they're doing. You're doing it yourself, but the people that you're surrounded around are making you want to be better.
All right. So since we're on the topic, it's been burning me for so long to actually talk about this preference thing. Y'all give me 60 seconds. I've been trying to get this shit off my chest for months. Don't cut me off.
here's the thing about preference. A lot of people have issues with preferences or finding their alleged preference because they're rooting their preference based on desire and not experience. What do I mean by this? You cannot prefer something you've never had. If it's like, okay, if somebody says my preference is somebody with no kids, for that to be an actual preference, you should have had somebody who has kids and you should have had somebody who doesn't have kids. And based on those two experiences, you prefer one. A lot of people have never experienced what they call their preference. Mm-hmm. That is a desire. That is a want. Mm-hmm. And what is the two things we know about wants and desires? One, you don't always get what you want. And two, if you want it, you got to work for it. So I say, I have to say this. When you're describing your ideal person, when you're saying this is my preference, take that list and separate them by experience and desire. If you desire somebody with $100,000 salary, you desire somebody who's that's 6 feet tall, you desire somebody who has no kids, what are you doing to also prepare to be with that person? Because they're a desire. Maybe you have dated somebody who made $100,000 before, and you dated somebody who made $40,000 before. And because of the difference in lifestyle you had, you prefer somebody $100,000. That's fine. If you've never dated somebody with $100,000, that cannot be your preference. That's your desire. Because you've never had the fucking experience of that person.
Bars!
And the thing about it is...
Two-part series right here.
And this is something I learned when I was going through my self-reflection. I was creating in my head somebody who didn't exist. I was saying, this is my preference. I want this in a person. And I've never experienced that. So in all honesty, that person doesn't exist until that person does exist. What I had to make sure I was doing in the meantime is preparing myself to be a person who's receptive of that person. Because you can't say you want a man.
You're being what you're preferring.
I am being what I'm preferring. I'm preparing myself for what I'm preferring as well. Mm-hmm. I can't say I want a man who has a job, has a car, has good credit, makes six figures a year, always ready for vacation, always fit. And I'm not a person who has a job, who has a car, who's not ready, who hasn't dealt with my childhood traumas, who hasn't worked on my communication,
most people are that person, yeah. Are the person with nothing that's asking for everything.
You have to be prepared. You have to be prepared for what you want. You have to prepare for what you desire. You can want anything in the world, but you have to start preparing for it. So when y'all going back and talking about, I have a list of preferences, even the 6 foot tall, you can't say you prefer a man who's 6 foot tall. You've never dated somebody short.
I think a lot of people's preferences are just superficial.
They're rooted in desire. They're rooted in wants. You can want anything you want, but you can't tell me I only want men who are 6 feet and never date somebody short. Somebody short could change your fucking life. That's why a lot of people also, they'll say the person I'm with was never somebody who I imagined I would have been with. I never thought I would have been with. Why? Because now they're basing it on experience. They've experienced something different opposed to what they wanted before. Y'all motherfuckers need to start going after experiences and not desires. It's okay to want what you want. It's okay to want what you want. That's fine. But there is nobody sitting in this room. There's probably nobody watching this podcast right now who can say I have in my life everything I have ever wanted. Move away from the idea that you're gonna get this ideal person and start looking at, based on my experience in life, let me start molding myself and fixing myself and adjusting things to find a partner I've had based on the experience, and I welcome experiences as they come. Just saying.
Yeah, that's crazy. I was going to call the last topic preference versus stupidity, but you got to call it preference versus desire.
And that's where the stupidity, I won't say stupidity because I won't say somebody wanted what they wanted, stupid.
Humble a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go home tonight. Go home tonight.
There's 7.5 billion people in the world. All right. You should, you know what I mean? Did you hear what she said? Like, cause that's
go home and separate your list.
I think that's the only issue. A lot of people.
So you basically say if you don't, I'm sorry, Carl, real quick. If you don't have a comparison,
so it can't be a preference.
It can't be a preference.
It can't be a preference.
So if I never dated a big girl, I can never say I don't want to be with a big girl.
Yeah, you can't say that. You can say I don't want to be with a big girl. I'm serious. Yeah, don't even laugh at it.
No, I'm listening.
If you've never dated a big girl, you can't say my preference is skinny girls. Say I want skinny girls. I desire skinny girls. If you date a big girl, you date a skinny girl, you compare the two, then skinny girls are your preference because you have something to compare it to.
I don't know.
You can't.
I have a little minor problem with that though. Can't you have a preference because what you are attracted to? Like,
you're attracted to desire. Desire.
Not desire. I'm talking about a physical trait. Mm-hmm. That guy was just saying about the big girls or whatever. Or like say like I'm not attracted to Indian women. Mm-hmm. So that my preference is I don't want
100% desire. I desire somebody who's not Indian.
I prefer somebody who's not Indian.
Because you can't say you prefer it. No, you can't say you prefer it if you've never had it.
Why?
You can't say you because
what if you but what if you've never had it but you've been around a certain type of person and you still see that you don't like it, so you prefer not to deal with that.
It is still a desire. It is still a desire. Why? All of our experiences are not the same. That's why a lot of people hurt themselves dating, because they're going off of what other people have experienced. Granted, you can learn an observation, but until you have experienced it yourself as well,
Nobody has preferences.
No. Don't say that. Your preference could be my desire, and vice versa. It's not uniform, and that's another issue in dating. People are thinking everything is on the same level. No, you have a different set of wants and desires and experiences. I have a different set of wants and desires and experiences. You could have a really bad situation with a man with kids, and I observe that and I see that, and I'm like, damn. This man with kids should may not be good because my girlfriend Danny, whatever it is. So now I could meet the love of my life, the most amazing man in the world who has kids, because I'm going off of your experience, something I've never experienced. I'm just thinking it just turned into a desire for me to not have a man with kids. Mm-hmm. Because I'm going off of you and I never allow myself to have the experience with it, I could lose out on somebody dope. Y'all are losing out on people dope because you've never experienced it. Mm-hmm. Y'all people be 30 plus and be afraid to have experiences. I mean, I get that we're not going to waste time, but we don't want to waste time. But at the same time, stop making everybody's experiences your own, because it can go a completely different way.
So
a lot of people are not even dating certain people because of somebody else's experience.
So when you say, when somebody, what you're saying is, when somebody has a preference and their preference closes them to like other opportunities. So basically you could have a preference. I could say I don't want to date skinny guys. Like I prefer not to date skinny guys or whatever, right? Even if I didn't have the experience, I prefer not to date skinny guys. But because I prefer not to date skinny guys, does that mean that I cut skinny guys out of my life, period? Does that mean that I will never, like, experience a skinny guy or something like that?
But
like,
if it's your preference, you're not going for it. A lot of people are dubbing people because they're not what
they
their preference
is. They might
dub it,
but what if you might not be my preference, but I'm attracted to you? And because I'm attracted to you, it's like, damn, I usually don't date people like this, but I'm attracted to you. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, what's...
And I'm saying we're misusing the word.
Okay.
You can't call somebody. No. You're not talking about
that
definition.
That was crazy, though. Nah, and I'm saying we're misusing the word. That was crazy.
No, I'm just saying that you can't prefer something you've never had.
Okay.
You can't prefer something you've never had. You desire something you never had. You want something you never had. You want the experience you never had. But you can't prefer it because you have nothing to compare it to. A lot of people are miserable because they've created a pseudo thing in their head, wanting something that doesn't exist, or wanting something they've never had and going behind something they never had so bad and so hard that things are right in front of their face they're overlooking.
God damn.
Just saying.
God damn. Nah, you're having a good day today, I'll tell you right now. You're having a good day today.
Nah. Preference is the power or opportunity of choosing.
Choosing comparison, you have two things.
No,
you don't have to experience it to compare it. I don't have to date somebody to know how they act.
You get what I'm saying? And you can see the experiences. If you have the same...
You're talking about the person or like a group of people?
Just period. A person or a group of people. Like, if I prefer not to date certain type of people because of my experience, even my experience of observing them. Just saying I observe them.
But
I
that's see how they act, though.
But it's but I've never dated them. So if I prefer to date this type of person, and I prefer not to...
Go more specific.
If I prefer not to date this type of person, if I prefer not to date skinny guys, right? Mm-hmm. But I've never dated a skinny guy. But I've seen, like, people date skinny guys, or I've experienced them as friends or whatever, and this is why I don't want to date them, but I've never experienced the actually dating them, and I prefer not to date them. That's not a desire. That's preferring not to date them,
but
because
why
I see how
you?
They act.
How,
because
so,
I've,
what,
I've been,
what about
I've seen,
being skinny makes them not dateable?
And you skinny?
I don't know. But I don't know.
I'm saying
I don't know because of the example that I'm setting, but it could be because they, I don't know, they got skinny penises.
But you
go, I don't
what are you saying?
Know.
What are you saying? I don't know.
No, I'm
I
saying,
don't know.
I'm,
you're telling me that.
I'm telling
you're
you I don't. No. I'm telling you I don't know in my in the example that I'm giving. Right. I don't like skinny. I don't like. I
tell
prefer
me.
Not to date skinny guys because they have skinny penises. I've never experienced a skinny penis. This is just an example. I've never experienced a skinny penis, but I know they got skinny penises. I've seen.
But
their
how
penises.
Do you know?
I've seen them. I've seen them, but I prefer not to. But I never dated one. But I
how
know
you see them? I prefer not to see
this
it.
This is an example. I'm giving you an example. I'm giving you an example of the situation.
I agree with you saying, and I agree
you
with
see
what you're saying. Though.
Listen,
I agree with you on some of the desires thing, but I feel like you don't have to experience some things to know that you don't want this shit. That's what I think. Black, you've been a quiet little bitch today.
I've been listening to y'all, man. You know what I mean? I'm getting a lot of knowledge as far as using words properly.
7.5 billion.
Yeah.
7.5 billion.
Trying to use all.
I wish I knew what that
means. It's like, let me give you a more a example for me. Like, if I were to ever have children with somebody, and God forbid we split, I prefer to have a step parent in their life. Why? I have lived a life with both experiences. I have a stepmother. For XYZ years, was taking really good care of me, and I've also experienced life without a step parent, without an extra parent in the house, guiding and being around. And I've seen the difference of how the children come out of those two houses. So me, I prefer step parenting. There are some people who will say, I don't want to have a step parent. Why? Well, because I never had it, but I'm just imagining XYZ is happening. Mm-hmm. And there's other people like, well, I've had a step parent. I'm telling you from experience, this is what happens with a step parent. Like, no, it's good that that's your experience, but I've never had an experience, but I'm just telling you I don't want it. Mm-hmm. How can you not want something you've never experienced? It's different if you say, I had a step parent and they were shitty as fuck and they did whatever it is. So my preference now is to not have a step parent because I've had a negative experience and I'm okay with that being your preference. But if you've never had it, make it a desire. There's nothing wrong. Once again, there's nothing wrong in wanting what you want. But don't say, I prefer it when you've never experienced the opposite. That's all I'm saying.
So I have a question because I'm a little confused about something.
Yeah, me too.
I need your clarification. So if somebody chose to be a single mom opposed to being a family, opposed to working things out, mm-hmm. with the father of her child, because we were talking about this earlier in the group. If somebody chose to just be a single mom, is that a preference or a desire? Like, where would that fall? If you're choosing to just, nah, I'm going to do this all by myself, opposed to being a family and making things work the way, you
That's
know,
just a choice.
The structure.
And it's a desire. It's a want. I want to be single. I want to be a single mother. I'm not preferring because ain't nobody would have a full family experience, had two parents in the home, had somebody there every night, had Christmases, had birthdays, have vacations, have dinners, have trips, have somebody always at a PTA meeting, have somebody tuck the kids in, have two incomes coming into the home, have that balance, then say, no, I prefer to be single because...
But some people do. Because, you know, you got to understand, you know, I don't want to get into this because this is a different
But you
topic.
See, we see that. Now you see, you said
is,
the words, right?
Business.
You see the word choice, though.
Correct.
They want to be. They don't prefer to be.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. I'm learning today.
I'm just saying.
I'm just trying to
It's clear now?
Yeah, but so I can understand.
Prefer to be single until something else happens. Right?
You want to be single until somebody else. There's no, once again, don't think it's wrong. Neither word is wrong.
I know.
But we gotta, we have to be more realistic and help us understand. This is the, and this is something that's going to help you in your self-reflection. It's not going to hit you now, but you go home by yourself or maybe in 2 weeks, like, damn, for real, though.
It's going to hit us later.
It's going to hit you later. Like, damn, I'm running behind wants and desires, and I'm calling that shit a preference.
I prefer grilled chicken over pig feet, and I ain't never had pig feet. I don't need to taste pig feet to know I don't want that disgusting shit. I ain't never had pig feet in my life. It looked disgusting. I don't want it.
It's intestines. Right?
And it stink too.
How you know?
How many people done y'all that's done here say, damn, I didn't know I would have liked something? When do they normally say that? When they try it. When they've had the experience of it. It's different if you have the experience and say, I knew this shit was fucked up. I bet I know for a fact I don't want it. But you can't say you don't prefer something if you've never had it.
That's why I try to tell people, like, it's a big difference if you're so used to you know, getting your poultry or your steak from like an Applebee's or something, and then transitioning into Peter Luger. Like, the quality is such a big difference. You have to be there. You have to experience it to then look down on the other shit and know, like, you know what? I'm going to just save up and go over here to go enjoy a nice steak or a nice meal or some different quality of bacon. You know, people love bacon. But the little thin ones that y'all get from the corner store, like, that's not it. Like, you know what I mean? The Peter Luger bacon with the little red sauce is a big difference. I mean, it's a big difference. But you would have to go there,
experience it,
and then you could fully understand what the fuck I'm talking about while I always bring it up. It's amazing. It's amazing.
And we also have to accept that we're all not gonna like the same shit. It's like somehow we expect people expect their friends to like exactly what the fuck they like, and I don't understand that shit. People do it all the time.
Up in the same environment, people probably think that everybody's gonna gravitate towards the same thing.
Yeah. And that's also fucked up. That's putting additional pressure on situations that shouldn't be, or people are discouraging their friends from dealing with certain shit because of. Going back, let's say I want to date a guy with kids, and because my friend had a bad experience with guys as a kid, she gonna say, no, you shouldn't do it because this happened to me. Bitch, that happened to you. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that you're looking out for me, but let me experience this differently. Maybe I'll come back to you and say, bitch, you were right, or it could be like, well, you know what, I had a different experience. But let's have our own experiences. Stop being afraid to have experiences.
I don't want
to
experience everything. I'll take lessons from people if they tell me something.
If the stove is that's hot, understandable. I don't need to touch it.
Exactly.
That's understandable. Fire, that's understandable.
No confirmation.
What's that? Some people learn from experience, and some people learn from other words you just use.
I don't know, but some people learn. You know, you learn different ways. You learn through someone either telling you. Like me, I learned from my mom and my family just telling me. My dad used to tell me, "Yo, the stove is hot."
Example.
Yeah,
that's it. Yeah,
maybe it sounded, but like if they say the stove is hot, I don't need no confirmation, yeah, you know. But some people, even though they told you the stove is hot, then want to touch the stove and say and show it to you and say, yo, I burnt myself, and then wonder why the reaction don't be there. There's no emotional, you know, attachment to what just happened because they just warned you. Yeah. And I think
people also embellish situations too. Like when something goes down and people are recounting the story to somebody else, they always add something else. They always add a little salt and seasoning here and there to make themselves look a certain way and make it more than what it is. Oh, that nigga and shit. I'll never date another nigga from the street again. Were you talking about how you were a bad communicator? Were you talking about the other things that caused his reaction or caused her reaction? Are you having a full conversation? Like, it's not the fact he's from the street that's the problem. It's the fact that y'all just couldn't communicate with each other. Mm-hmm. That was the real problem. Mm-hmm. So now you telling people, I don't want to date no nigga from the street because my girlfriend had a situation with a nigga from the street. And you thinking it's all street niggas when it really was fucking communication was the issue. So that's...
And you can't change your preference halfway through.
You can't.
Know? You can't seek a street dude and then complain about it. Like, that's kind of weird. That's kind of weird than a motherfucker, you know what I mean? You like what you like, and then you got to live with the cards that you're dealt. It's kind of the way life works out for all 7.5 billion of us. For real.
Yeah, that's the end of the show. Y'all throw y'all shout outs out.
Shout out to everybody who tuned in. Shout out to the team. Follow me on Instagram at your favorite tomboy. You'll see me in the comments later after I watch this show. Peace out.
Time.
Shout out to everybody watching the show. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you for your patience with the start of the show today. Bad Gal Ting has a pre-Christmas sale. Everything is 30% off. Use code BGT30 at checkout and take advantage of the get some wigs before Christmas, man. It's gonna be cold and shit. Just take advantage of it. Shout out to my cookie, Level Up Wash, 347-356-4855. Get y'all hand washes. Yes, he washes in the cold, but it gotta be more than 34 degrees. I know y'all don't wanna be washing outside, but he's gonna have y'all. Instagram, I_badgaltanya. I'm in Facebook jail. That's why y'all not seeing me on Facebook, but get me on Instagram. All the spice is there. Damn. Shout out to, they locked me up, son. Oh, or freedom is a must, though. Would you free? So I'm right behind him. shout out to the team. We had a great show today. Preach. Thank you so much. See you guys next week.
Handsome Law Instagram, right? Handsome15 Instagram. Shout out to everybody. Thank you for pulling up. Sorry if we all pulling up late. We're going to work on this. We keep having little technical difficulties, but... Thank you for joining us. Like, share, comment, brownholywaterpodcast.com. Go get your hoodies, your shirts, whatever else you need. New quotes coming soon. And see y'all next week, yo.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Black Success, Coney Island, Brooklyn. Y'all already know what it is. Shout out to Yave, our sponsor. Provide us with the alcohol that we drink. You know what I mean? We greatly appreciate y'all. Coney Island, Brooklyn. Y'all already know what it is. My birthday party creeping up. Black Friday. It's coming soon. DJ, you get us up out of here, man. We gonna leave now. Thank you for joining the show.
is it closing out?
Yeah, Facebook was hating on me today. I couldn't even see nothing.
Y'all been waiting too long, so I came back this time with a new song. Same old attitude, wanting y'all to sing along. What we talking about? Fill it up and put that thing on. Know we got that brown, holy water. Watch it, y'all be sipping merch, dropping black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgia, rock it. Every Sunday at 7, yeah, you can't stop it. Like, share, follow, don't forget to comment. Getting baptized by every topic. Heard we the best, but I ain't the one that gossip. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, drop it. Black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it.
Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, drop it. Black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, drop it. Black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgie.